All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. This has been a big, big week for the folks at Faygo launching their summer, I call it summer in a bottle, the firework flavor. Joining us right now, marketing manager at Faygo, Dawn Birch. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
This is summertime in a bottle. It's amazing. Tell us the story of how firework came to be.
Well, we have been actually working on this flavor for probably at least three years now, trying to launch it. And the timing just never was in our favor. And, you know, last year was such a mess. And so we kind of tabled it. And then this year we thought, like, everybody needs something fun and something to look forward to. I mean, that's how we felt here at Faygo. And it's been actually 7 years since we've launched a brand new flavor. So we are, like, way overdue. And we just thought, you know what, we're going to do it this year. We're going to have fun with it. And thankfully, everyone's been really receptive, from the media to the consumers, the retailers. It has been extremely positive so far.
Absolutely. I mean, with three years to develop it, that's amazing. I don't think most people realize what goes into developing a new flavor.
Oh, yeah. It is quite a process. And we always have a list of flavors that, you know, we'd like to work on, whether it's just from, you know, an idea perspective, or we've actually started developing the flavor profiles. And we will have like a dozen or more revisions of the same, you know, flavor just to try to get it perfect. So in this case, the profile is cherry, lime, and blue raspberry. So sampling it a million times to get the right balance of those flavors is important. And it's funny because people are like, that's your job, you know, tasting Faygo. And I said, oh, yeah, it's important, you know. Because then when people taste it, you don't want, you know, once the product is out, there's really no going back from there. So if you try it and you say, oh, you know what, it's not the right balance, then we didn't do a good job. So we take it very seriously.
You did a great job, because we sampled it the other day here in the studio, and we were tasting it, and it's like, I definitely taste cherry there. And then, there's a citrus. Oh, there's a lime flavor. I mean, you got to have a couple hits of it before you really go, oh, yeah, okay, there they all are.
Right.
In perfect balance.
Yeah, the cherry tends to be a little bit of a dominant flavor, so we had to, you know, keep testing that, the balance there. But I agree. At first, you definitely get the cherry, and then you kind of hit all the notes.
And again, this is those three flavors are the flavors in a bomb pop. I mean, we all grew up. I mean, what evokes memories of summer, like, you know, bomb pop, popsicles, fireworks, Faygo. I mean, you captured it all here in one product.
Yeah, we think so. It's like the perfect storm.
So in addition to the pop itself in the bottle, I mean, you've got a lot of other stuff going on with this campaign, don't you?
We do, yes. So we have our Can't Stop the Pop campaign, and on the firework bottle, there's a QR code, which we have not done in probably 10 or so years, anything with the codes. So when you go ahead, when you scan the code, it goes right to the Can't Stop the Pop, and you have a opportunity to enter to win prizes. So we're giving away all these really cool firework-themed swag, and we have these cool custom pool floats and tote bags and products and all kinds of cool stuff that people can win that way. And then we will be doing like a TikTok dance challenge sometime next month. We have not really utilized our TikTok channel, so we wanted to have some fun with that, creating a unique sound that's very like Faygo-y, and challenging people to participate and win prizes that way too. So lots of fun stuff going on. We love to involve the consumers. We love to, you know, give away cool stuff. So we hope to have some fun with it this year.
This has been one of the most sought after products in Southeast Michigan, all of Michigan, really. People are saying, I've been looking for it in the stores. I can't find it. Where is it? What do you say to those people that are looking for firework?
Well, first of all, we're only producing it in the 24-ounce, so the important thing for people to know is to really avoid grocery stores at this point until we expand to another package size. The 24-ounce is really found in gas stations and party stores, that kind of a thing, and then chains just take a little bit longer to get into than independent stores, so those are always good tips for when a flavor first comes out. We tell people to go check their local party stores, anywhere that has like a decent inventory of Faygo, and if they can't find it, make sure they ask the store to bring it in. Right now, we just started producing this last week, so it's going out, you know, hundreds of cases every day, if not thousands of cases every day. It's been crazy to keep up with it, and it's funny because we've been hitting Metro Detroit because that's where we self-distribute, and that's just really the easiest. Everybody is willing to bring it in right away, and we keep selling out before we can even get outside of these limits. So we're working on it. I keep telling everyone, like, it's coming. We want it to be everywhere. You know, we're talking about bringing it in a second package size, so that will help get it into some of the grocery stores as well, so it'll be easier for consumers to find. We just saw it on eBay yesterday. Somebody was trying to sell it for like $9 a bottle, which is crazy. It really is crazy, but we promise we're working on it. Every day we have trucks going out trying to get it into the store. So,
Dawn, did you imagine this kind of response to your new flavor?
No. I mean, it's been so long. It's been since 2014 we launched Cotton Candy, and it was a crazy successful flavor as well. But this is really, like, blowing it out of the water. And honestly, it just shows how much people love the brand, and we're very appreciative of that when we're seeing all this coverage on this, like, hometown brand that is still around, you know, 114 years later. And it really is, like, heartwarming to know that people love us so much and are that excited about a brand new flavor. So it's like our blood, sweat, and tears put into this flavor, and to get a positive response is always, you know, it's like your child. You're so proud.
Yeah, well, I mean, Faygo is iconic here in Michigan. We know it. I mean, when you say Michigan products, go. I mean, it's definitely top five, maybe, you know, maybe the first thing that pops into your head when you think of Michigan products.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And we're lucky that we have that, I guess, impact on Michiganders, and we appreciate it very much.
Now, summer doesn't last forever, especially here in Michigan. How long is firework going to be available? Does it go away with the end of summer?
Well, it depends. So we're launching it as a limited time flavor to kind of test it out and, you know, keep it alive for the summer. And then if come fall, the consumers demand that it stays, we certainly will not let them down. So, you know, if it's successful, if it continues to sell and consumers ask for it, you know, we'll certainly work on keeping it.
How wide and far is Faygo's reach, by the way? And I have friends that when they visit Michigan, the first thing they want to do is run to the store and get a Faygo. Where else besides Michigan can you get Faygo Pop?
Well, Faygo's pretty heavy in the Midwest, East Coast, and actually the Southeast area now, like Georgia, Alabama is pretty heavy with Faygo, thankfully now. It's pretty new over the last couple of years. The further out west you go, the harder it is to find. We have, you know, distributors and retailers that carry Faygo probably in 40-ish states at this point, and then in parts of Canada. And it changes all the time because sometimes there's a chain that is in virtually every state, and if they bring Faygo in, like something like we're kind of in and out of. So when we're in, it, you know, we spread out a little bit more than when we're out. It kind of takes us back. So we're always working on these C stores that span across multiple states, because once we get in there, it makes it a lot easier for our consumers to find us.
All right.
So, but it's still, I mean, we're still a Michigan brand. We're still very dominant in Michigan, and Ohio is great with Faygo too. So we're working on it. We, you know, there's a lot of transplants, a lot of Michigan transplants, especially on the West Coast.
Oh yeah.
And they want their Faygo, so we want to give it to them.
Absolutely. All right. Well, congratulations on a great launch for Firework, and appreciate your time this morning, Dawn.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Dawn Birch, marketing manager for Faygo. They last week launched Firework, which is their newest flavor. It tastes like summer. It tastes like a bomb pop. Hard to find, but again, keep in mind, it's only available right now in 24-ounce bottles, and your best bet at finding it somewhere is going to be an independent retailer, not the big mega chains. So good luck finding your bottle of Firework. It's our Made in Michigan Monday here on WPHM.